This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Agence France-Presse is reporting that Israel launched airstrikes Thursday on the southern Gaza city of Rafah. The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza said early Thursday that 99 people had been killed around Gaza during the night, most of them women, children, and elderly people. Around 1.4 million Palestinians have sought shelter in Rafah from Israel's scorched earth military campaign. The city serves as the main entry point via neighboring Egypt for desperately needed relief supplies. Israel has warned it will expand its ground operations in Rafah at the start of the Muslim holy month Ramadan if Hamas does not free any remaining hostages seized during its October 7th raid on southern Israel. Israeli police say three Palestinian gunmen opened fire on the road near a checkpoint in the Israeli-occupied West Bank, killing one Israeli and wounding at least eight. Police said officers shot dead two gunmen and wounded a third. The U.S. military said it carried out four airstrikes Wednesday targeting anti-ship cruise missiles located in Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen. U.S. Central Command said the strikes hit seven mobile cruise missiles and a missile launcher that were ready to launch toward the Red Sea. The strikes were carried out in response to what CENTCOM called an imminent threat to merchant vessels and to the U.S. Navy ships in the region. Houthi militants have conducted dozens of attacks since November, disrupting the key Red Sea shipping route. Many shipping companies have opted to avoid the area, taking the longer and more expensive route of sending ships around Africa. The Houthis have said they are acting in solidarity with the Palestinians amid the war in Gaza. Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war. This is VOA News. An online leak has opened a rare window into China's widespread state surveillance program. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
Chinese police are investigating an online dump of documents from a private security contractor, Isun, linked to China's government, including its powerful Ministry of Public Security. The trove catalogs apparent hacking activity and tools employed to spy on both Chinese and foreigners. Among the apparent targets are ethnicities and dissidents in parts of China that have seen significant anti-government protests, like Hong Kong and Xinjiang, the heavily Muslim region in the far west. The document reveals in detail methods used by China to surveil dissidents overseas, hack other nations, and promote pro-Beijing narratives on social media. I'm Ben Thomas.
A retired Roman Catholic bishop appeared in court in remote Western Australia on Thursday on charges of sexual offenses against children, including two counts of rape. A court spokesman declined to say whether Christopher Saunders had entered a plea. Western Australia police said child abuse squad detectives charged an unidentified 74-year-old man with 19 offenses, including 14 of unlawful and indecent assault and three of a person in authority indecently dealing with a child. Saunders retired in 2020 after the allegations emerged. A police investigation at the time found insufficient evidence to charge him. Pope Francis accepted his resignation in 2021. Saunders has previously denied any wrongdoing. Scientists have discovered new clues on how Alzheimer's disease slowly and quietly ravages the brain long before any symptoms appear. AP correspondent Ed Donahue explains.
A new study offers a closer look at the domino-like sequence of brain changes that lead to Alzheimer's disease. A large study in China tracked middle-aged and older adults for 20 years. Using regular brain scans, spinal taps, and other tests, people who eventually developed Alzheimer's had higher levels of an Alzheimer's-linked protein in their spinal fluid 18 years prior to diagnosis. Every few years after that, the study detected another so-called biomarker of brewing trouble. Scientists don't know exactly how Alzheimer's forms. An early sign is a sticky protein called beta amyloid, which over time builds up into brain clogging plaques. It's not enough alone to damage memory, but abnormal tau protein that forms neuron-killing tangles is one of several co-conspirators. The findings have no practical implications yet, but it offers a timeline for how these abnormalities pile up. I'm Ed Donahue.
Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at VOAnews.com, as well as on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter, and download our VOA News app. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.